Richard Wright with Adil Ali. Well, Adil, I mean, on one hand, a lot of personal pleasure, presumably, from that innings, first team appearance of the season. But on the other hand, not quite enough to take Leicestershire over the line.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to do well yourself, but the most important thing is trying to win the game for the boys. And fortunately, we fell 40 short. Probably should have been my job to see it through and try back the overs, but hopefully on another day, we'd have chased that big score.
What was the feeling at the interval? As it was a big score, as you say, a record score for actually Worcestershire against another county in 50-over cricket. But you felt the wicket was flat, outfield fast?
Yeah, definitely. The groundsmen have done a great job producing a flat wicket, and outfield was lightning fast. So we know we can chase any total out here. 360, we definitely thought, if we keep playing positive, take the positive option, we'll come there or thereabouts. And yeah, I know it looks a lot shorter than it was, but I'm sure the Worcester boys felt it a little bit out there that this could be tight. And on another day, you don't know what can happen.
There were a couple of bizarre dismissals as well. I haven't seen Cameron Delport was stumped. Actually, it goes down as stumped in the book. Just a bit of loss of concentration, just lifted his back leg.
Yeah, a little bit. You can't say too much. Some keepers throw the ball, some keepers don't. It's just whatever their morals are, or if they... In the rules, it's out because he wasn't in his crease, but it's just one of them. You just got to get on with it.
Is there a bit of a feeling that it wasn't maybe quite in the spirit? Or
I'm not sure. I'm not the one to comment on that. It's literally a personal thing. If it was me, I probably wouldn't have thrown it, but everyone's different.
But then Cozzy has batted superbly. Quick 60-odd off 30-odd balls, I think, in the end.
It's starting to become a rego for Cozzy, just churning them out. We loved him to go on with the run rate he was going at. Their boys, you could tell, just their intensity and stuff just dropped as soon as we built little partnerships. Credit has to go to the top 5-6 batters, because it made it easier for me at the end, because they took the attack to the opening bowlers and the first change bowlers. So they tried leaving us a little target at the end as possible, but credit to Worcester, they kept taking wickets at the right time, and their change of pace and change of bowling were quite smart.
And they set good fields as well, didn't they? Packed the leg side boundary and then
definitely
sort of made you try and hit it past them. And
yeah, you can see the breezes so strong just going across towards the meet. So they were very smart in their options, and it was like we had to take the risk instead of the easy option out. So credit, they were better on the day in, you say, all three departments. But I'm sure if we play that game again against any team, we'll go over the line more times than not.
I was going to say, on the back of the win at Old Trafford against Lancashire on Friday, and then this performance here, take a lot of confidence into the next game against Warwickshire on Tuesday.
Oh, definitely. There's definitely more positives than negatives. Just our brand of cricket that we're trying to play, 50-over cricket, is just always being positive. Whether we're 30 for 3 or 100 for no loss off the power play. But come Warwickshire on a Tuesday, I'm sure we'll put in a good performance again. Hopefully we get a good crowd in, because we've had a great crowd today. But yeah, we're just going to try to take the momentum. We've scored over 600 runs in less than 100 overs of cricket batting, so we're going at almost over 6 and over. So as I said, there's going to be some low scoring games, there's going to be high scoring games, but just the way the batters are going at the minute, everyone's trying to take their opportunity, and someone's going to score a match winning 100 and get us over the line again.
But just finally, on a personal note, great to be back in the first team picture, so to speak. I mean, you weren't out of the picture, so just not getting opportunities, great to get an opportunity and make it count.
Yeah, look, we've got a massive squad, and literally everyone's fitting, everyone's strong enough to play in the first team, so it's good problems to have as a head coach. Obviously, as a player, you just want to keep doing your best and keep working hard, doing the right things, and the right time will come, and if you're just patient with it and keep working hard, it'll happen.